Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask a couple questions. Was Jesus true God?
Yes.
Was Jesus true man?
Yes.
So there is what we call two natures of Christ. And there is also two states. He had what was called the state of humiliation. He became man and lived among us. And he also had the state of exaltation, which when he uses full power all the time. As true man, he did not always use his full divine power. Sometimes he didn't use it at all. So in this sense, Jesus had human emotions. Hunger, thirst, other things. And in the gospel reading, as I read it, and after this, well, I explained to you what the after this was, because right before that, in Matthew, he was told that his cousin, his friend, John the Baptizer, had died. Now, as true God, Jesus knew that was okay because John had faith. But as true man, John was his cousin, his kinsman, his friend. Him, his mom and John's mom were really super close. When Mary found out she was pregnant, who did she go tell? She went to tell Elizabeth, to visit Elizabeth, who was also pregnant for Jesus and John. So Jesus, it hit him hard. It hit him. And as a true man, he laid aside his godly powers. And so he just wanted to be by himself. You ever wanted to be by yourself? You get bad news, you just want to go off. Please, no one, just don't say a word to me. Jesus went off by himself. And I'm sure while he was there, he prayed to his Father. And he asked for support in getting over the death. But the crowd saw him. They saw where he was, and they ran to go where he was. So he came back to shore because he was out on a boat. And it says he saw the crowds, and he had compassion on them. Now, that word compassion, that's a nice word, right? But it's almost lost on what it really means that he had compassion for them. The Greek word for it is a really hard word. It's something like splanko, splankno. And it comes from the gut. The word for compassion. It comes from the gut, deep down. And the compassion that Jesus had for these crowds was deep down. It came from his gut. He had compassion. He cares about them fully. He cared about them. He didn't want them to go adrift. He wanted them to be able to hear his word. His word in all his glory. So he began to teach them and to preach to them and to talk to them. And to talk. And to talk, and to talk. When Jesus got talking, sometimes it could go for a while. Not too much earlier, he had preached his Sermon on the Mount. Have you ever read the Sermon on the Mount? It goes several chapters in Matthew. So it was getting late, but no one wanted to leave. They wanted to keep listening to Jesus. And it was getting late. And he decided it was time for them to eat. And his disciples, they were like, Jesus, let's send them away so that they could go to get something to eat. And the disciples were also thinking, We're hungry too. And we would like to spend some time with you alone. We haven't been able to because the crowds keep following us. So send them away. And Jesus goes, no, you feed them. Now Jesus has been feeding them all day with his word. But now he tells the disciples that they are to feed them. 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, 12,000 people. Jesus, we have a problem here. We don't really have enough to feed ourselves, let alone all of these people. Jesus, oh, give me the food. So they give him the food and he tastes and he lifts his eyes to heaven and he blesses the food. And then he feeds them. He feeds them. And they eat. And they eat. And they eat. And everybody is full. No one, everyone had their fill. They couldn't have ate any more. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. 12,000 people, including the women and children. And they ate till they were full. And then they gather up 12 baskets. And we're not talking little baskets like I just had the one piece of Kit Kat in. We're talking big baskets. They filled 12 of them with leftovers. You just picture that in your mind. How much Jesus did for them, how much he cared for them, how much he loved them. He gave them his word, and he gave them their food. Jesus looks at us, no matter what we've done, no matter how much we have gone wrong, no matter how often we neglect him, no matter how much we don't pay any attention to him, except on Sunday mornings, no matter what we do, what we think, how we act, what we say, even those who don't believe in him, he looks at us and he has on us. He cares for us so much. He loves us so much that he didn't feed us with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. No. He gave us something far more substantial than mere food. Far more substantial than the manna that God used to provide the Israelites in their wandering. Manna, what is it? That's what it's called. He gave them so much more compassion. He gave us so much more compassion for us that he took all that we have done wrong ever, and all that we will do wrong ever, everybody. He took our sins and he became sin for us. He has such compassion for us, even though in his state of humility as true man, were times when he was like, oh, wait a second. Father, if there is any way, take this cup from me, this cup full, meaning our sins. Take it from me. Is there any other way to save these people besides what I'm about to go through? Please, Father, find another way. But Father, not my will, but your will. And God the Father said, Jesus, true man and true God, you have to take the cup. You have to go through the sufferings that is about to happen to you. You have to become sin for them. You have to go through the beatings, the whippings, the kangaroo trowel. You have to go through the slashing. You have to have that crown of thorns thrust upon your head. You have to be nailed to the cross. You have to be whipped so bad that when your back goes up against the cross, it's with this open wounds, that rugged cross, it is going to be excruciatingly painful. And then, son, because you have become sin, I will abandon you to death. Jesus could have any time. Hey, if you're really God, if you're really the Christ, come down from that cross. He could have. He could have. Hey, yeah, tell me who just hit you. He could have. But he had to go through what he went through. Everything that he went through. Suffering and dying on the cross. Even though it hurt to breathe and to catch breath, he had to lift up his feet and then put them down. Lift up his feet to catch a breath and put him down. Lift up his feet. You know, that's why they ended up breaking the legs, so they could no longer lift up their feet to catch a breath. And even though it hurts so much, he still has such deep compassion for us that he allowed this to happen. He suffered and died of true, deep love for you and for me. As he says, Father, forgive them. You are forgiven through Jesus Christ. And he gave up his true body and his true blood. And on the third day, he rose again. Ascend into heaven. And now today we get to come to the altar where we're fed 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. But we're fed with his body and blood given and shed out of his compassion for us. So when we come forward to receive his body and blood, this feast of victory for us, because now we have the victory that Christ has won for us over sin, death, and the devil. As we come forward to this feast of victory, say, Alleluia, praise the Lord. And think of how much compassion he had for each one of us, for you as you come forward to receive his body and blood. True forgiveness of your sins and the promise of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.